The global issues of today, in my opinion, cannot be understood properly without a good grounding in history. It's essential to understand the past and the role of Great Britain in the world if children are to understand the pertinent issues in the world today. It helps to set things in context, and it helps children ponder on why countries respond to Great Britain as they do, and why Great Britain still has such an influence in the world. For example, when you're studying invaders and settlers, Romans through to Vikings and Normans, there's many opportunities to examine the following global knowledge and understanding. You can look at issues to do with migration and movement of peoples. Why did the Romans, the Anglo-Saxons, the Vikings and the Normans invade, and eventually many of them settled here? Other issues include peace and conflict resolution, how invaders establish themselves, and the complexity of conflict and eventual peace, often at the cost to those already living in the country. It brings in the whole concept of compromise, the pros and cons of differing types of rulers, obviously all very relevant to today as well. It also investigates systems of justice, the development of fairness and justice as seen by different groups at different times in history, and a strong sense of identity and belonging can be explored, how invaders became settlers and how communities absorbed new ideas, cultures and traditions from each other. All of these things are very topical today. The biggest issue for voters, so we hear, in the current climate in the UK is really all about immigration and new people moving into our country. And a background perspective on history would really help people get, I feel, a much more balanced perspective about where they've come from and how this is very relevant to them. Other areas that I've looked at are crime and punishment, and we also combine that with Parliament and law. The evolution of our system of justice and fairness and how democracy came into being. The impact of poverty on crime in the UK and other countries, particularly poorer countries. And a big, big issue for global learning is poverty eradication. If you're looking at this through crime and punishment, then obviously there's lots of issues to do with poverty in the past, which help you to understand why people did what they did. In addition to that, there's the whole slave trade issue and multiple perspectives on slavery in the world today that's really very, very, very relevant and challenges us as individuals when we potentially go to buy food or cheap clothing, thinking into the background of the fact slavery still goes on today, having a background in that through studying it in history, which we did through crime and punishment, obviously really changes your perspective on things. And it raises all these moral issues about what we buy and how we trade and the level of interdependence with other countries, at what cost to the poor. And there's many, many opportunities in the way you teach this to use a what we call P4C approach, philosophy for children, which gets the children debating and looking at different people's points of views and respecting different people's points of views, and deepens their understanding of some of these complex issues. Today in the world there are many injustices and bad rulers and corruption, and if we compare our history and the history of the empire to areas in the developing world with similar issues today, again the children have a much, if you like, less single-minded view of our country, and they can set it in a deeper context looking at our background, and then they can actually say, well, actually, you know, we were like that in the past, so we're not going to criticise, we're going to actually look at this in a balanced way and try and understand it better. Finally, the topic that again we've been teaching within the context of the school curriculum, we've just taken on board the Benin, and we're going to be looking at Indus Valley and ancient Greece. These were all great societies and civilizations in Africa and Asia with very high levels of technology and craft, highly organized political systems, more advanced even than us. For example, the early democracy in Greece. And if these are well led, we can parallel these to Great Britain at the time, for example, of William the Conqueror, and see the levels of development were on a par in these countries in Africa and Asia. And again, it changes our perceptions and challenges our prejudices about these countries. And it gives, again, a much greater and more balanced view of other peoples and other parts of the world. And it helps to explain a lot of the current issues, particularly in Africa, which relate back to the past. Obviously, slavery and the empire had a massive influence. And it gives huge opportunities for debate. You teach the history, you lay the foundation, you lay the understanding of those difficult concepts, and then towards the end of the subject I will bring in a lot of these really quite complicated global issues, really opening up the children's minds to new ways of thinking. And because they've got that historical foundation, there's a huge overlap between the history knowledge and skills and attitudes and values and the global knowledge, skills, values and attitudes.